USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett continues to face questioning from the Senate Judicial Committee on day two of her confirmation hearing when pressed by Democratic Senator Dianne Feinstein of California about President Trump's July tweet on delaying the election. Barrett said that she would thoughtfully consider the case if it came before her.
I would need to hear arguments from the litigants and read briefs and consult with my law clerks and talk to my colleagues and go through the opinion writing process. So, you know, if I give off-the-cuff answers, then I would be basically a legal pundit. And I don't think we want judges to be legal pundits. I think we want judges to approach cases thoughtfully and with an open mind.
Social Security recipients will see a small increase to their monthly checks in 2021. The Social Security Administration announced Tuesday that next year's cost of living increase will be 1.3%. That's an average raise of $20 a month. This is USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.